Jesse, somehow
we've...
There's
a Y on my name. Okay, no, never mind.
No, you're not in this list because I think we've missed you the last two rounds, bro.
No, you got me at Slovenia. That was the last interview. 7 minutes long.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Fuck, bro.
The win brings some extra exposure.
That's longer than one of my interviews.
But talking about that win and the second now.
Yeah.
It looks like that's what the season's shaping up to be.
Yeah, I guess so. Today was really good. It's definitely sucks to lose it. Like, I felt like I was riding really well, and I knew it was really tight on that last stage. And
Where were you guys lying dropping into?
I was up at 1.2, I think.
1.2 only.
Into the last stage. And I was like, okay, like, I'm not going to give, like, leave anything on the stage, basically. Yeah. So I went really hard.
So, because you know it's Richie. So,
yeah,
and
exactly.
So, like, but you also can't play it safe, but you got to go as well.
No, I wasn't playing it safe. Like, my goal this year was to win a race, which I've done.
Yeah.
Overall, I don't really, like...
So would you rather crash and maybe miss the podium or not play it safe and take the win?
No, I crashed last year and missed the podium on that stage. So I was
really?
Like, go fast. And I on the frustrating part is I rode that stage really well. So and, like, gave everything and he still beat
okay.
me.
Okay, so then it doesn't feel too bad.
Well, still, that... It sucks when you ride your best and you don't win.
No, but you know what I mean. It's not like you like were conservative.
No, I didn't like.
Or
I
not
made
like,
a
or
big
not like you did the opposite
in the Lomas section. But like, you're gonna make a mistake on a 10-minute run. So.
Lomas, bro, you made a mistake on the Lomas.
I hooked it.
There haven't been enough
Lomas. I pulled
Lomas.
For something and I landed. And I couldn't get under control for the next corner and I just stuffed it.
You do like pulling for things.
I do. Yeah.
Are you talking about pulling for things? Are you in those those other two boys? Those other two YouTube guys, Johan and you were doing some of their lines.
Who's that?
The boys that ride the Lomas and pull for big things. Barelli and Remy.
And Remy. Wow.
The YouTubers.
The YouTubers, yeah. French YouTubers.
Because I was like, why are you doing that shit in the off season?
Who, me?
Yeah, you were doing a couple of those things. Or is it all like, is that stuff easy?
It's there. Well, no, it's not easy. It's just there, so you're gonna
but
do
the
it.
Consequence, you know, just prior to the season.
Yeah, but have you seen me on skis? Like, I don't really have any.
Skis worse.
Yeah, skis are worse. Yeah, I don't know. I just like doing that stuff. I definitely don't do the big stuff they do.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty gnarly.
Or do it in the wet.
Definitely not in the wet.
They do it in the snow as well.
Yeah, rather that. I want to go ride Vinny T's trails in the snow. Those things look sick.
Vinny T's trails. There we go.
Yeah, no, it's really cool to be battling with Richie, obviously, and like it was cool to go back and forth, and it really felt like a race. And I mean, I gave my best on that last stage, and I can't regret anything. So,
but you know what? Even though that with the top guys, it doesn't really play out as an advantage. It must be nice to go to Whistler, or is that added pressure?
Oof, I would hope I can deal with the pressure better.
Yeah.
The problem is like I don't live in Whistler anymore. I don't really ride those trails because I'm away all summer.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm worried about the course this year because it's the first of a triple header, and I'm worried they're not going to pedal us at all and just do bike park. So, those are not my trails. Like if we do bike park, that's I don't ride the bike park.
You're not a park dog?
Nah.
What do you got on Dirt Merchant?
I got some Sueys, some whips, you know.
Yeah,
you saw me in the shakedown, man. I got a Suey.
Little foot danglers.
Nah, not yet. But maybe I'll work on those if we race Dirt Merchant.
Have you tried rolling that drop to flat on the when they rebuilt Dirt Merchant?
Oh, yours? Yeah.
My drop.
No, I saw you do that. And I said, nah, I'm not going to do that.
I heard
they're doing crabapple hits for a shakedown, though.
No. You remember when Whistler did his first enduro and that was a stage?
Yeah, the turns.
Oh, wait, no, not crabapple. No, that what's that like? Not beeline, but the other stage it takes forever.
B-line? Oh no, yeah.
Remember
from
that
the
was
gondola.
Like an enduro, and it was like
oh,
the longest,
God.
Most
that was
boring
the worst
stage
thing because you just freaking overshoot all those jumps. I know. Yeah. From that day, I was like, float trail should not be raced because it was just like, yeah, I remember that one. Blanky did really well in that stage, I think.
Because he pedaled in the air the whole time, extra wind turbine.
ET.
All right, dude. Well. I won't be Whistler. That'll be Boris.
What?
He'll do the follow-up.
You're gonna miss out, dude.
Boris, don't forget to interview Jesse when...
Should we take Boris on the Super Barrel Sunday? We're going to do a gnarly ride, I think, sometime
Ooh,
before
Super
that.
Super Barrel Sunday, Boris.
Yeah. We did it a long time ago with Cedric Gracia and like all the boys, and we did the hardest trails in Whistler.
Yeah, Boris.
Tried to axe him
take
off
Cedric and
race.
Boris. Sounds perfect.
No, it was sick. No, it's not. It's not big climbs, Boris. It's really gnarly descents.
Super Barrel Sunday.
Super Barrel Sunday. Yeah, it was our own Super Bowl.
Do you want to get in? I'll get one.
Nah, bro. We got enough photos.
Okay, we got to go under 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Peace. We'll see you in Whistler.
Five words to sum up Valdefasa in 5 minutes.
Oh, man. really very super extremely beautiful.
Fuck, bro, you couldn't even do that right. No wonder you got second.
Hot and rough.